Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 for the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Booker T and the MZs, that's called Green Onions, that piece. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we're having a great visit with Caleb Barlow. Caleb has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 10 or 11 years. He's president and chief executive officer at Synergistech. Synergistech.com. Is that right, Caleb?
You got it, Jim.
All right. So check that out, folks. Synergistech, synergistech.com, formerly with IBM. That's when we first met him. Hey, Caleb, and by the way, folks, he's one of the most capable and experienced cybersecurity experts in the galaxy. We're talking about the challenge, the extra challenge. And, folks, remember, the cyber bad guys are not letting this crisis, this coronavirus crisis, go to waste. In fact, it's almost got better for them, hasn't it, Caleb? I mean, this is...
Oh, they're absolutely taking advantage of this opportunity for them, isn't there? Well, it's a bigger threat landscape. More small businesses are working from home. And let's face it, if a hospital gets infected with ransomware, which was happening before this crisis, they don't really have any choice but to pay the ransom. And, well, that's an environment the bad guys like, not exactly one that lets us sleep well at night.
Right.
But, Jim, you know, just before the break, we were talking about things small businesses can do, especially if they're working remotely. And the single biggest thing I want you to walk away with today, especially if you're, you know, you're working from home or you're working from a coffee shop, get a VPN. It stands for Virtual Private Network. It's a simple service you can sign up for, and what it does is it encrypts all the traffic coming off of your machine until it reaches the cloud.
My security program provides a VPN. Yours may too.
There you go. And you know, they're really simple to use, but you know what people don't realize is even inside your house, you're not super secure because you got lots of devices. You got the kids out on playing Xbox, downloading skins that they found on the internet and clicking on all kinds of things they probably shouldn't. If your home network gets infected, which could easily happen right now, you don't want to lose all your work data.
Right.
So just get a VPN, and then all that stuff is encrypted.
Bitdefender. I use Bitdefender, and they're part of their package is
a VPN.
There
you go.
So
well, and what I like about something like Bitdefender too, and there's a lot of other solutions like this out there, is that's not only going to give you the VPN, that's also going to provide you with a level of endpoint protection.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, a step above antivirus, right?
Right.
Of really looking at what's going on with your machine.
If they think I've gone to a bad site, which I know is not a bad site, if they don't like the looks of it, they tell me. They say, hey, you might not want to click on this. I say, okay, fine, thank you. If I don't know I believe them. But if I know it's a good site, like if I go to Synergistech and for whatever reason they didn't like it, I say no, I know Caleb, he's good, and I go on through. But they do that. They keep you from doing that, but they won't keep you from being stupid, like clicking on something that comes in from an email, like an exe file.
Well, that brings up another tip in all this, right? The other thing to look at is what's called DNS, the domain name system. This is what, you know, your cable modem company provides. It's mm-hmm. effectively like the yellow pages of the internet telling you what sites to go to. And one of the ways that Bitdefender or other companies protect you is by filtering that. Now, here's a really simple and free tip for all your small businesses out there. Point your DNS to something called Quad9. It's a nonprofit that was set up to provide this level of filtering and keep you, if you accidentally do click on that link that's not so mm-hmm. hot, good chance they know about it, and they're going to block it, and they're going to prevent you from going there.
So how do
and
I
all
get
you
to
have
Quad9?
To do,
is my, well,
all,
well,
this is the simplest thing going, Jim. All you have to do in your home router is change the DNS address to 9999. That's it.
Huh.
You do that, and you've got a level of protection.
So
and if
saying,
you don't know how to do that, there's all kinds of videos and tips and things out there how to do it.
Oh, I think most people don't know what their router looks like and how that works. So you're saying make the DNS 9999?
Yep, that's it.
I'll be darned. Huh. I never heard of that.
It's literally that simple. And what they do is I think there's like 14 or 15 security companies that are providing intelligence that feeds into Quad9, and Quad9's a non-profit, so they're not
using
your search pattern for advertising or things like that.
It won't affect your relationship with your ISP or your the way
they
operate.
No, they won't
operates.
Even know.
You won't even know. Yeah.
Nope.
How about that? Quad9, folks, think about that. That's really a good – that's the best news we've heard today, Caleb. Good job. So, yeah, I never heard of
well,
that.
Well, we try. And, look, here's the other thing, right? Change your darn passwords.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's ever been a time where, let's face it, we're all a little lazy, we don't really want to change the passwords,
mm-hmm.
you know, go change the password this week on your banking account
now you're make me
and
remember
email
something
for something
new.
Like 14 digits.
Yeah. What do they call that? What's the, they don't call it something beyond a strong password. They call it something else. I've forgotten. But anyway, yeah, like not just your daughter's birthday, but all your children's birthday backwards or something like that, right?
Or, yeah, use a phrase. Or whatever. And here's the other thing, Jim. When you answer all those password reset questions,
mm-hmm.
lie. You know, when it asks you, what was your mother's maiden name? Don't use your real mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
Use, like, you know, Aunt Phoebe's mother's maiden
right.
name. Something you can
yeah.
remember, but don't put in the real stuff.
Or type in a phrase like, I hate having to remember all these passwords. Type that in.
And that'll work too.
And put a one in the middle or a two in the middle of all that. Hey, Caleb, hold on to that thought. Synergisttech.com, Synergist with a C, Synergisttech.com. That's his website. Caleb Barlow and I will be right back. 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassing. You stay with me. What is this music from?
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Where'd that come from?
Listening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.